Hello, and welcome to season two of my podcast, The Balanced Father. My name is Dan File, and I am a husband, a father, and a sinner saved by grace. Over the next 33 days, I will be walking with you on a path to a consecration to Jesus through St. Joseph. Father Donald Calloway wrote a book called Consecration to St. Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father, and I will be reading from this book and following this guideline through the 33-day retreat, and I encourage you to read along, or you can just listen, and that's okay too. And for those of you who are just joining, you might have some questions. What is a consecration? Why not just pray to Jesus? And how will this deepen my faith? Together, we will explore these answers. But first, why am I doing this? Aside from God Himself calling me, I am also doing this for my daughter. I made my consecration to St. Joseph on March 19th of 2024. And I have a plan and a goal to consecrate her to St. Joseph on the on his feast day, on his solemnity. So today is the introduction day, where I will go through and review the introduction that Father Donald Calloway set forward here in the book, and this will thoroughly explain how the consecration will work, what it is, and answer any questions that you may have. And again, with this consecration, I'll also preface that this retreat with, I have no formal training in theology, but I am a practicing Catholic, and I belong to Christ. He has placed many people in my life with intent, and I firmly do believe that God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. A lit lamp is not to be put under a bushel basket, but rather set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the home. You are the light of the world. So let's get started. Consecration to St. Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father, by Father Donald H. Calloway. Introduction. I did not understand him, St. Joseph, well enough, but that will change. St. John of the Cross. In the 16th century, St. John of the Cross, one of the greatest mystics of the Church, humbly acknowledged that he lacked a proper understanding of the greatness of St. Joseph. Inspired by the tremendous love that his friend, St. Teresa of Avila, had for St. Joseph, St. John of the Cross made a firm resolution to get to know and love St. Joseph better. What about you? Do you know St. Joseph? Do you feel you understand his greatness and love for you? Well, my friends, get ready. Consecration to St. Joseph is going to unveil the wonders of St. Joseph like never before. Now is the time of St. Joseph. It's a bold claim, I admit. Yet, I truly believe that in our day, the Lord wants to direct our hearts, families, parishes, dioceses, and the Church to St. Joseph in a major way. This action of the Holy Spirit in the life of the Church has been gaining momentum for a very long time. Don't get me wrong, St. Joseph has always held a special place in Christians' hearts. Across the centuries, saints, popes, mystics, scholars, and laity alike have praised and extolled the greatness of St. Joseph. In the 16th century, the Holy Spirit used St. Teresa of Avila to bring about the greater awareness of St. Joseph in the Church. Even before St. Teresa, saints such as Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, Saint Bernardine of Siena, and Saint Loris of Brindisi strongly emphasized the greatness of Saint Joseph. In more recent times, Blessed William Joseph Chaminade, Saint Peter Julian Aimard, Blessed Petra of Saint Joseph, and Saint Andre Bessette have kept devotion to Saint Joseph prominent in their lives of God's people. Indeed, Saint Andre Bessette initiated construction on what has become the world's largest church dedicated to Saint Joseph, Saint Joseph's Oratory in Montreal, Canada. Saint Jose Mayenet, a priest in 19th century Spain, fervently promoted devotion to Saint Joseph and the Holy Family. He prophesied that the time of Saint Joseph would soon arrive in the life of the church. He wrote, "I believe that the true time of Saint Joseph has not arrived yet. After 2,000 years, we started only now to glimpse something of the mystery in which he is immersed." Well, my friends, guess what? Now is the time of Saint Joseph. How can I state this with such conviction? Simple. God has given us clear indications that he wants his people to pay more attention to Saint Joseph. Clearer indications than in any previous era in church history. In 1961, Saint Pope John the 23rd put it very bluntly. He wrote, "In the Holy Church's worship, right from the beginning, Jesus, the Word of God made man, has enjoyed the adoration that belongs to him, incommunicable as the splendor of the substance of his Father, a splendor reflected in the glory of his saints. From the earliest times, Mary, his mother, was close behind him in the pictures in the catacombs and the basilicas, where she was devoutly venerated as Holy Mother of God. But Joseph, except for some slight sprinkling of reference to him here and there in the writings of the fathers of the church, for long centuries remained in the background, in his characteristic concealment, almost as a decorative figure in the overall picture of the Savior's life. It took time for devotion to him to go beyond those passing glances and take root in the hearts of the faithful. It then surged forth in the form of special prayer and of a profound sense of trusting abandonment. The fervent joy of pouring forth these deepest feelings of the heart in so many impressive ways has been saved for modern times." What the Vicar of Christ clearly stated is that now is the time of Saint Joseph. We are living in modern times, the time in which the Church is witnessing an unprecedented era of devotion to Saint Joseph. According to Saint Pope John the 23rd, God desires devotion to Saint Joseph to surge forth in our day in the form of special prayers of trusting abandonment. This means one thing in particular. It's time for total consecration to Saint Joseph. Let me explain further about how God has been leading the church to this moment. In 2018, I published a daily devotional to Saint Joseph entitled Saint Joseph Gems, Daily Wisdom on Our Spiritual Father. In the introduction, I present a list of remarkable events, divine indicators, if you will, that have taken place over the last 150 years that show Saint Joseph's increasing importance in the life of the church. they clearly indicate that we are living in an unprecedented time of Saint Joseph. Here's the list. 1868, Blessed Jean-Joseph Lataste writes a letter to Blessed Pope Pius IX asking him to declare Saint Joseph the patron of the Universal Church. 1870, Blessed Pope Pius IX declares Saint Joseph the patron of the Universal Church. 1871, founding of the Josephites of Cardinal Herbert A. Vaughan. 1873, founding of the Congregation of Saint Joseph by Saint Leonardo Murielato. 1878, founding of the Oblates of Saint Joseph by Saint Joseph Morello. 1879, apparitions at Knock, Ireland. Saint Joseph appears with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint John the Apostle, and Jesus, appearing as the Lamb of God. 1889, Pope Leo XIII writes Quamquam Pleris, an encyclical letter on Saint Joseph. 1895, Blessed Petra of Saint Joseph begins construction on a shrine to Saint Joseph in Barcelona, Spain. It is consecrated in 1901. At her beatification in 1994, Saint John Paul II calls Blessed Petra the Apostle of Saint Joseph of the 19th century. 1904, Saint Andre Bessette constructs an oratory dedicated to Saint Joseph in Montreal, Canada. It expands, is declared a minor basilica, and finally is completed in 1967. Today, it is known as Saint Joseph's Oratory and is considered to be the preeminent international center of devotion to Saint Joseph. 1908, Saint Luigi Guanella begins construction a church dedicated to Saint Joseph in Rome. It is completed and consecrated as a basilica in 1912. 1909, Saint Pope Pius X officially approves the Litany of Saint Joseph. 1914, Saint Luigi Guanella founds the Pious Union of Saint Joseph for the Salvation of the Dying. 1917, apparitions at Fatima, Portugal. During the last apparition on October 13th, Saint Joseph appears holding the child Jesus and blessing the world. 1921, Pope Benedict XV inserts the phrase, "Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse," into the divine praises. 1947, Spanish decalced Carmelites found Estudios Josefinos, the first theological journal devoted to Saint Joseph. 1950s, the alleged apparitions of Our Lady of America given to Sister Mary Ephraim emphasize a renewed devotion to Saint Joseph, and Saint Joseph himself speaks to the visionary about this devotion. 1955, Venerable Pope Pius XII establishes the Feast of Saint Joseph the Worker to be celebrated on May 1st. 1962, Saint Pope John the 23rd inserts Saint Joseph's name into the canon of the Mass, Eucharistic Prayer 1. 1989, Saint Pope John Paul II writes Redemptoris Custos, an apostolic exhortation on Saint Joseph. 2013, Pope Francis, echoing and fulfilling the intentions of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI inserts the name of Saint Joseph into all Eucharistic prayers. He also consecrates Vatican City State to Saint Joseph. Whoa. Did you know all that? Most people are unaware of these remarkable events. Without exaggeration, the church has done more to promote St. Joseph in the last 150 years than in the previous 1,800 years of Christianity. But why now? Why St. Joseph? There are many reasons, but I believe there are two that are especially important. First, we need the spiritual fatherhood of St. Joseph to help us protect marriage and the family. Marriage and the family have always been under attack, but in modern times, the threats have reached extraordinary heights. Many people no longer know what it means to be a man or a woman, let alone what constitutes a marriage and a family. Many countries even claim to have redefined marriage and the family. There is great confusion on these matters. Greater confusion than in any previous era of human history. The servant of God, Sister Lucia dos Santos, the longest-lived visionary of the Fatima apparitions, knew the seriousness of the times and made a powerful statement about this issue. She wrote, "The final battle between the Lord and the kingdom of Satan will be about marriage and the family." To combat and overcome Satan's deception, the church needs Saint Joseph. His example and protection are the only way out of the confusing mess we are in. Who else can we turn to who can help us understand what marriage and the family are all about, if not to the head of the Holy Family and the terror of demons? Second, the entire world needs to be re-evangelized, including the vast majority of baptized Christians. Saint Joseph was the first missionary. Today, he desires again to bring Jesus to the nations. Many nations and cultures that were previously Christian have fallen away from their Christian roots and are on a path of self-destruction. Countries once established in Judeo-Christian principles have become overrun by ideologies and organizations that seek to strip society of all that is sacred. Without a major turnaround, civilization itself is going to self-destruct. In an apostolic exhortation on St. Joseph in 1989, St. John Paul II reminded us of the necessity of invoking St. Joseph in the work of re-evangelizing the world. He wrote, "The patronage of St. Joseph must be invoked as ever necessary for the church, not only as a defense against all dangers, but also, and indeed primarily, as an impetus for her renewed commitment to evangelization in the world and to re-evangelize in those lands and nations where religion and the Christian life were formerly flourishing and are now put to a hard test. Now is the time to consecrate yourself to Saint Joseph. God is telling his church that in order to defend marriage and the family, elevate morals, recover lost ground, and win souls for Jesus Christ, we need to bring Saint Joseph onto the battlefield. He is the terror of demons. With his powerful spiritual fatherhood, incredible love for his spiritual children, and constant intercession, the church can be renewed as a light to the nations, a beautiful city on a hill." See Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. What exactly is consecration to Saint Joseph? In other words, what does it mean for a person to be consecrated to Saint Joseph? Well, it basically means that you acknowledge that he is your spiritual father and you want to be like him. To show it, you entrust yourself entirely to his paternal care so that he can lovingly help you acquire his virtues and become holy. Total consecration to Saint Joseph means that you make a formal act of filial entrustment to your spiritual father so that he can take care of your spiritual well-being and lead you to God. The person who consecrates himself to Saint Joseph wants to be as close to their spiritual father as possible, to the point of resembling him in virtue and holiness. Saint Joseph, in turn, will give those consecrated to him his loving attention, protection, and guidance. Perhaps someone reading this has already consecrated themselves entirely to the Blessed Virgin Mary and is wondering if they can consecrate themselves to Saint Joseph and entrust everything to him as well. The answer is a resounding yes. God desires that all children be committed to the love and care of a mother and a father. You are not a member of a single parent spiritual family. Mary is your spiritual mother, and Saint Joseph is your spiritual father. The spiritual fatherhood of Saint Joseph is extremely important for your spiritual growth. Total consecration to Mary is not diminished by total consecration to Saint Joseph. Mary wants you to consecrate yourself to Saint Joseph. Everything you have given to Jesus and Mary can also be given to Saint Joseph. Be at peace. The hearts of Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph are one. How is consecration to Saint Joseph done, you ask? To be honest, there are an endless number of ways. A simple prayer of entrustment is sufficient. However, if you truly want to understand the greatness of your spiritual father, it is best to follow a thorough program of preparation and consecration. Such a program should cover Saint Joseph's person, privileges, titles, and virtues, especially his paternal love for God the Son and the rest of humanity. Consecration to Saint Joseph offers a comprehensive program in preparation and consecration to Saint Joseph for individuals, families, parishes, and dioceses. Through this program, I hope to spark the first worldwide movement of consecration to Saint Joseph. So what's the program? What's the method? Well, as I prayed about how to organize this preparation for consecration to Saint Joseph, I thought it would be best to emulate the tried and true 33-day preparation method employed by Saint Louis de Montfort in his Marian consecration. Why reinvent the wheel, right? The method of 33-day preparation is simple, straightforward, and allows a person to cover a subject matter quite well. St. Louis de Montfort's method of preparation also requires a very important element, prayer. Like St. Louis de Montfort's program of Marian consecration, consecration to St. Joseph has three parts. Part 1, 33-day preparation. Before you start the 33-day preparation, you need to pick a consecration date, day 33, which will then guide you to a beginning date. You are free to begin and end on any day you like, but I have provided a chart on page 10 that lists the liturgical feasts associated with Saint Joseph. Personally, I think it's best to choose a date for your consecration that coincides with a liturgical feast of Saint Joseph. It is very important for you to remember that the consecration date is day 33. As for the content of the 33-day preparation, the Litany of Saint Joseph serves as the template for the program. The Litany of St. Joseph is a powerful prayer and will help you come to know and love your spiritual father. The Litany of St. Joseph highlights many of St. Joseph's titles, privileges, and heroic virtues. On each day of the 33-day preparation, day 1 and day 2 are the only exceptions, a short exposition on one of the invocations in the Litany of St. Joseph is presented in part 1, followed by a reading on St. Joseph, a section of part 2, concluding with the recitation of the Litany of St. Joseph, found in part 3. Following this method, you will come to know and love St. Joseph in a deeper way and be prepared for total consecration to your spiritual father. The 33-day preparation requires about 20 to 30 minutes a day. Oh, and if you miss a day, don't panic. Just make it up and continue your preparation. You can do this. Part 2, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father. Part 2 contains the material for the readings assigned on each day of the 33-day preparation. The majority of the readings are short. 10 of them are a little longer, but don't worry. None of them are burdensome. Trust me, you're going to fall in love with St. Joseph as a result of these readings. I have designed Part 2 to be a book within a book. What this means is that Part 2 is to be used for each day of the 33-day preparation, but can also be read as its own book, apart from the 33-day preparation. Let me explain why I set it up this way. Most likely, the majority of people who acquire consecration to St. Joseph are going to go straight into the 33-day preparation. However, there might be some people who get the book but are not quite ready for consecration to St. Joseph. Some people might feel that they want to get to know St. Joseph better before committing to a month-long preparation for consecration to a saint they don't know much about. These folks can skip Part 1, the 33-day preparation, and simply read Part 2 as its own book. You should know, though, that if you choose to read Part 2 without doing the 33-day preparation, you will need to reread the assigned sections from Part 2 if you decide to do the 33-day preparation. This designated daily reading from Part 2 follows a different order when you do it with the 33-day preparation in Part 1. So why is Part 2 called The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father? I could give a long answer, but I'll let St. Jose Maria Escrivia give you a hint. He states, St. Joseph, more than anyone else before or since, learned from Jesus to be alert and recognize God's wonders. Our God is a God of wonders. One of his greatest wonders is St. Joseph. The wonders of your spiritual father are about to be revealed to you like never before. Naturally, there are a lot of wonders associated with St. Joseph, but in researching and writing this book, I discovered that there are 10 wonders of St. Joseph that really stand out. In focusing your attention on these 10 wonders, you will acquire a fuller picture of who St. Joseph is and why you should deeply love him. Part 3, Prayers to St. Joseph. Part 3 of your preparation for consecration to St. Joseph is extremely important. It involves prayer. Your preparation for consecration to St. Joseph must include prayer, daily prayer. Without daily prayer, your preparation for consecration to St. Joseph would only impart information about St. Joseph and not help you to acquire a filial relationship with St. Joseph. You definitely need to know many things about St. Joseph, but it is very important that you also fall in love with him. Daily prayer to St. Joseph will help you develop a loving relationship with your spiritual father. For this reason, the book not only unpacks the litany of St. Joseph for its theological richness, but also leads you to pray the litany on a daily basis. By the end of the 33 days, you might just find that you have the litany of St. Joseph memorized. Part 3 includes several acts of consecration to St. Joseph, as well as many other prayers to your spiritual father. On the day of your consecration, feel free to use whichever act of consecration you like best. You can also make up your own, if you like. If you are doing the preparation and consecration as a group, it is recommended that you recite the same consecration prayer together as a group. You will also find the Veni Sancti Spiritus prayer in this section. At the end of the book, you will find the instructions on how to make the 33-day preparation and consecration as a group. See page 249. Everything you need to do for the weekly group meetings is provided, as well as discussion questions for each meeting. The group preparation and consecration is perfect for parishes and prayer groups. Everything your group needs to do for the preparation and consecration is contained in one book. Each person does need to have their own book, though. Consecration of St. Joseph concludes with a meditation for the Solemnity of St. Joseph, the Blessed William Joseph Chaminade, an incredible article by Father Reginald Garrigou LaGrange, a brief list of churches and shrines dedicated to St. Joseph around the world, and beautiful artwork that has been exclusively commissioned for this book. My dear friend, you are about to embark on a journey that is going to change your life. To be close to St. Joseph is a special grace from God. By making this 33-day preparation and consecration to St. Joseph, you will be truly blessed. In his day, St. Maximilian Kolbe asked the question, "Who are you, O Immaculate Conception?" He sought to provide an answer to that question through his preaching, writing, and an apostolate of Marian consecration. Today, many people are asking a similar question about St. Joseph. Who are you, St. Joseph? Consecration to St. Joseph will answer that question and offer to the Church a renewed understanding and appreciation of the great St. Joseph. Now is the time for consecration to St. Joseph. Very Reverend Donald H. Galloway. Okay, so there we have the introduction. In this book, I did want to make note that there is a consecration chart that has many of the feast days listed with the starting date for the 33-day preparation that obviously has the consecration day at the very end. There is one exception for leap year, but aside from that, it's pretty clearly laid out here. So this pretty much concludes the introduction. I'm really looking forward to going through and praying this this consecration to St. Joseph with all of you, and we will pick up on day one here very shortly. I'm looking forward to this. Take care.